A kerosene.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, have you ever smelled a kerosene lamp?
Yes.
It has a distinct nose to it.
Oh, yeah.
I love this expression.
And this does not smell like kerosene. We're talking about something else.
No. There's no kerosene notes in this. This was cool. Good job, Mr. Elliott. You picked good barrels.
Brent's not going to be there when we go there.
No, he's not.
Oh, thank you, Justin. This is my favorite whiskey of the day. I'll just say that right here, right now. I thought it was fabulous. It is a quintessential classic bourbon. It's everything you need and want a bourbon in terms of the nose, the palate, the color, the brown sugar, the creaminess, the viscosity, the lingering on the palate. I just thought it was absolutely perfection, and I wish we had more of it.
I wish I had a case of it.
But thank you, Brent Elliott. Yeah. Harm, were you having be carrying any of this
thanks
year?
Thanks for sending this.
Oh, of course
sample,
I am. I'll get my own barrel in a couple weeks.
No.
Do I have it in the store yet?
Small batch LA.
No, it's not in the store yet.
Not in the store yet.
What more can you say? It's Four Roses Limited Small Batch.
Florida's the redhead stepchild.
Every year it's fantastic.
We get stuff late.
And every
it's not
year.
Not released yet.
Do you mind? Every year it's fantastic. Every year it's good. This year is particularly good. I'm really digging this one a lot. The berries on it, like Brent said, that's the thing that is unusual.
Yeah. It's very.
I've had it on single barrels before, but not this.
But not on this. This is unusual. So we're going to be giving the Four Roses 2025 Limited Edition Small Batch a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
If you can find it. Yes, they're getting harder.
You want to suck my shirt?
Buy
it. I don't know you that well.
He knows me well.
It is in the nipple area.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
All right, we're back, and we're going to have Brent tell us about our next whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. This next one's the Parker Heritage Collection 2025, 61.25% ABV, and it's 122.5 proof. It's uncut, non-chill filtered. I think we all can say we like that kind of stuff.
My favorite kind.
Yeah, the 19th edition of the Parker's Heritage is comprised of 160 barrels drawn from multiple rickhouses and floors across Heaven Hill's rickhouse sites. The blend includes 15-year-old Kentucky Straight Wheated Bourbon, aged in Rickhouse A, 11-year-old Kentucky Straight Corn Whiskey, aged in Rickhouse DD, GG, and BB, and 12-year-old whiskey, aged in Rickhouse Y, made from only 2 grains, rye and malt. So on the nose, I kind of got like an ash nose to it. It's like an ash and a citrus and a floral. It was just it was a nice nose, but that ash kind of like was a little different for me. On the palate, I got a hint of lemon with the oranges, some spices. I got a cotton note. And it's all, everything here was on the middle of my palate. Like there was nothing in the front of my palate, nothing in the back. And the finish kind of followed that. It wasn't that long of a finish. You know, some of those same things on the palate followed through. I like a medium finish on it, you know, but Maury, what do you think?
Well, I must admit, this whiskey, again, as I think is the theme today, improved with time and air in the glass. I did not add water to it, and I found it to be delicious now. But when I first poured it, I found it to be a little tight and a little bit closed. It's got a beautiful viscosity. It's got a nice mouth feel. I really appreciate the rye notes. The finish is medium. It's definitely a nice whiskey, and I really like the way it improved with time in the glass. Justin?
This is one of these whiskeys you just got to hold it in your mouth for a while. It starts out like mellow and pretty cool, and then it gets really intense if you just don't swallow it for a while. And
air is doing this one a lot. Air is really helping this a lot.
I mean, it just shows you the catalog that Heaven Hill has and the ability of their master distiller to pick out these amazing whiskeys and pair them together. This was a blending masterclass.
Harm?
What'd you think?
We have not much time left, so I'm just going to go to Bob.
I thought it was interesting. The fact that they had, I mean, the corn whiskey was in this, the one whiskey that was just rye and malt. That was interesting. Time has done it a world of good. I think it has gotten better, but I liked it before, but I'm kind of digging it now. So
I thought it was mediocre on the palate. I'll say that.
The palate was the problem.
It did not finish long.
Yeah.
It's all on the mid palate, nothing on the front, nothing on the back.
Yeah.
It's, you mean it's a little overrated?
No, I've liked previous Parkers. This one I didn't
Previous Parkers have been very good, but this whiskey was just not spectacular.
We haven't rated it yet.
It was good. We all liked it. Yeah. So we're going to be giving the Parker's Heritage Collection 4 sips.
That's high.
Well, that's what you guys
This was a, my a most duress. Disappointing. This is my most
I
agree. Disappointing.
Parker. I think it was a little disappointing.
Okay, Bob, tell us about this, our last whiskey.
So our last whiskey is the 2025 King of Kentucky.
Woo!
This one is the 62.2% ABV, 124.4 proof release. King of Kentucky established 1881 as the Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Brown Foreman acquired it in 36, and in 1940 converted it into a blended whiskey, and then it was discontinued in 68. They brought it back in 2018 and have turned it into this amazing liquid that comes out every year. This release is the 8th annual release of this expression. It was aged for 17 years. It was bottled from a batch of 63 barrels going from 124.4 to 135 proof. These were personally selected from Warehouse J and the first floor of Warehouse G by Chris Morris. This one is one we all always look forward to. On the nose, it's absolutely ravishing. Oh, that's everything you want a bourbon to be. Just the deep, dark caramel notes in there. Molasses, brown sugar, vanilla.
There's a berry note, my friend.
A hint of coconut, a little bit of a fruitiness to it. And on the palate. Oh, my God.
You can chew it all day.
It's like chewing a steak. It coats top, bottom, under your tongue, beside your tongue, down your throat, down your back, down the back of your shirt, and all the way to your feet.
I'll feel it tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. What'd you think, Brent?
Okay. I love this. I mean, the nose, I get that 70s funk, that burnt brown sugar, vanilla, some cherry.
It has a nose and a palate of a dusty.
Yeah. And then when you take a sip of this, this gives you a full mouthfeel.
Yeah.
You don't have to go top, bottom, chew it or whatever. It just lingers
in
there.
It gets all over.
It just
hits
everything.
You have to try. A lot of whiskey, you have to
kind of do the Kentucky chew.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Every
this
year,
you do.
This
every year.
Coats
your
how
palate.
Is it they are so consistent every year?
Yeah.
Why can't every whiskey taste like this? This is just
this
amazing.
Is like, this is like a 70s wild turkey. And I get some rye to it, the brown sugar, tobacco, like a heavy oak tannins, some cherry. It's just beautiful.
If you've never had a dusty old 60s or 70s bourbon back in the day,
I only have it because of you guys. I want to thank you about all.
Get a taste of this because this is very reminiscent of a lot of decanters we've went through. And, this is fantastic. What do you think, Justin?
So, I would drive all the way from Florida to Kentucky just to buy a shot of this because a bottle of it's going to be like $2,000-$3,000 easy. But you can get a shot for like $80, $100. So get a shot, share it with a friend. sit there for an hour and just have a little bit at a time and don't let them rush you.
A large number of these bottles make it to the whiskey bars in Kentucky because they know people are coming there looking
to
try
it. You're going to get a shot at it.
You're
going to
pay
there.
A couple hundred more, $300 for a shot these days?
80 I paid for.
No.
Yeah.
I paid
in
80
Florida, it's $200, $300
Well, I don't drink in
Kentucky.
Florida.
We're talking Kentucky.
I drive to Kentucky. Yeah. So the nose was heaven. Vanilla, Oreo filling, and the dusty notes of the finest dusties that ever were.
All right, I got a chance to taste the 2023 release a few days ago for 30 Days of Bourbon. When my buddies brought me to taste it. I've had it before, obviously, for the show and all that stuff. But this blows it away. The 2025 is amazing.
So the palate was like a 1979 Wild Turkey. Yeah. It was an absolute hit, grand slam home run out of the park. Long palate, gorgeous. When you've done it and you've drank this for an hour, you're going to cry because it's over.
Oh, yeah. Again, this is
so good.
Your experience may vary because there's 63 different single barrels out there, but it's not going to vary much.
Are they bottled as single barrels or are they all blended as a batch?
It's going to be bottled as a single barrel. It's going to be bottled as a single barrel. 63 different barrels of this whiskey are out there for 2025.
Yeah.
Mm. But the one we got, oh my God.
Well, every year it's a killer. Every year.
What do you want?
So we're going to be giving the 2025 King of Kentucky absolutely no surprise.
Five sips. Oh my goodness. Because we don't give 11 sips.
Yes! Yes! Yeah, it's just good Lord.
Why don't we give 11 sips? We should give 11 sips.
Because this one goes to 11. Yeah. So. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Thank you, Brent.
Yeah, thanks for making me suffer today. You know what I mean? If you have to, you have to.
Thank you, Maury.
Bob, another amazing day in the basement. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
I'm so happy to drink this amazing bourbon, but even more happy to drink it with friends that I've had for more than 10 years. Thank you guys for taking me on this ride.
Are they coming?
You have friends?
Thank gosh.
Yeah, I think we're all, yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a one-tan hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
And you wake up, you turn around and have a ball. You turn around, where did it all go? Sun meet the snow. All my past is littered with ghosts. It was always gonna be that way. Now I see you come through down Rue Morgue Avenue. You see me come through. I see you come through. We came through. The world with dreams like a dog bearing a litter. The family curse was our signature scent. The world ran from it holding its nose. Mad scientists trapped inside a rose. Dreams of a blues cruise, form of merriment. I'm into it, if you're into it. I'm into it, if you're into it. Like kids in a band, it comes and goes.
Insecure, insecure, insecure. Yawn so big, you're a hell of a guy. Tell your steroids I say hi. Maybe we can roll around one last time. Beg me to top as I roll my eyes. I promised you once that I would never write about our failed relationship. Baby, I lied. I wonder if you wonder if I'm still alive. Your mask is in my closet if you need it tonight.
Hey, are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, so you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info.
My name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Leave our worries all behind. In each other.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby.